I wanted to talk about resisting again, you know, resisting the inflow of abundance, resisting the financial abundance with the thoughts that we have and the emotions and feelings we attach to money, you know, the idea of money, the idea of that energy, how it's allowed to come. You know, the stereotype thing that is taught to us, not to all of us, but to a lot of people, that you have to work hard for it. If you don't work hard for it and you just receive it, then you don't appreciate it. All these little things that are untrue. It's true that, you know, when you have two opposites together, they enhance each other. So, as I thought about the abundance of money today, my 3.6 million and having it, I realized that it's, in a sense, more beautiful because in some ways I don't have it. So there's a contrast of where I'm living, and I don't really have it. But yet, the opposite end of that contrast is when I allow myself to believe I have it already to such a degree that I begin to emotionally experience it. And that experiencing of the 3.6 million tastes better because I've also experienced the not having it. In a sense, so there's two opposites that enhance each other.